got the fifty office.
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new Dr. Christian Prize play called Broken Melody by Emma M. Edler of Long Beach, California. Starring Gene Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. Man, are you making the most of your appearance? No girl dreams of being squired around by an escort whose hair is unruly, stubbornly stands on end, or sheds dandruff scales on his shoulder. What you want is neat, well-groomed, attractive-looking hair. That's what you'll have when you use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Only 5 drops a day. That's all it takes. Apply those 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic with a comb or rub them directly on your scalp. They'll tame your hair, keep it neatly in place, looking its best all day long. And besides improving the appearance of your hair, Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements the natural scalp oils, checks loose dandruff, stops that itchy tightness. So remember, men, for double care, both scalp and hair, for that smooth, well-groomed appearance, get Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. And so to our prize play, Broken Melody. It begins on a crisp November afternoon, a week before Thanksgiving.
Well, hello, little girl. What can I do for you?
My dog's butchered. Could you ask Dr. Kitchen?
Well, come in, won't you, dear? And, couldn't you put that furry monster down? I think he's much too heavy for a little girl like you to carry.
Oh, I don't mind. Fifty, that's his name. 6 foot needs fixing. It hurts him to stand.
Well, come on, dear. We'll tell Dr. Kitchen all about it, and I'm sure he'll be able to help you.
Dr. Kitchen, there's a very young person here to see you with an out-of-the-ordinary sort of patient, I'm afraid.
Well, he is an out-of-the-ordinary patient. I bet his ears almost touch the ground when he walks. What's your name, little girl?
My name is Phil, and this is my dad, Kitchen. He's got something in his foot, Doctor, what hurts. I think it's a very something.
I guess you better have a look, Phil. There, old fellow. Up pretty badly, doesn't it? But you'll have you all fixed up in a moment. Dumbly, put him on the table, Cal. Lie down now, Christy. We'll see what's wrong.
He's got down something. He's breathing. He's been looking awful.
He said you carried him all the way here. He couldn't have.
Oh, he's not very heavy. And I got lots of muscle. See?
Looks like Christy has stepped on a piece of glass. Here, you hold his coat, Judy.
Yeah.
And Carol, you better hold his head. I don't want my finger in it.
Oh, he didn't bite, Doctor. Honest. He's wagging his tail after. Kind of sore, isn't it?
Well, you know, Carol, I'm not much of a hand at chasing dog. It's a little out of my line.
My mommy heard you were kind, and I thought that my mommy's kind of sick after Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Carol. What seems to be wrong? Judy, hand me the comfort, please.
Yes, sir.
I think I've located the trouble. There, there, old fellow. Be a good dog now.
He ran away from my daddy, mommy, and me. He just don't feel good ever since. He says he can't afford a doctor. But he can't get better without one. I'm awful afraid, Dr. Kingston.
Yeah, that's too bad. Hey. See? He's as good as new again. We can take him home now.
Doctor, I haven't much money, and it seems sick.
Well, let me see. No, I guess he won't make a start today, will he, Judy?
Oh, of course not, Doctor. This is a free day.
Oh, won't it? So maybe you'll come to see my mommy. Please, Doctor, please. He said he couldn't afford a doctor. But if you come
in. I'm afraid we run up against a little bit of strategy. Well, young lady, Judy will take your address. I'll drop in to see your mother on my afternoon ride.
Oh, boy. It's a lot. It's a glass. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye,
Cal. This is a cute little trick, easy, Doctor. It's like a put-up job to me, though. Just bringing the dog here to test you out.
I guess a mother would be surprised to see it. But I really think this time he's rather difficult.
I'm so glad you've come. Carol, I'm afraid you've been imposing on your good nature, taking a lot for granted.
Not at all, Mrs. Morton. She's a smart little girl. This is my nurse, Judy Price.
How do you do? I'm glad you know you. Here, put your things right here.
Hold up. I know, just my Thanksgiving weather.
What seems to be your trouble, Mrs. Morton?
I have not been feeling at all well, Doctor. Mostly worried, I am sure.
Well, hello there, Frisky.
Hey, Doctor,
this is
all right again.
Is he up now, dear?
Charles told us you two are alone here under the gate. Your husband, does he know where you are?
Well, he didn't until I wrote him. You see, he left home quite suddenly one night and I couldn't stand things any longer. He didn't know where we went.
Must have been something pretty terrible to make you run away. Would you care to tell me what happened, Mrs. Martin? I'd like to help you if I can.
Come, Carol. We're going to the other room for you, Mommy, and Dr. Christian can talk, huh?
But maybe Dr. Christian either.
No, I don't think so, dear. Come on.
You probably will think me foolish, Doctor. And may have seemed trivial to you. But Dr. Christian, my husband is a musician, a very talented one. And Carol has inherited his talent. She plays the piano beautifully.
That's wonderful. Quite an accomplishment for one so young, isn't it? By the way, how old is she?
Well, I suppose it is quite an accomplishment. She's only 8. And she loves the piano so much, it's part of her, Doctor. I am not going to become a famous pianist someday. And actually, I made her work at it so hard it was pulling on her heart. She just couldn't have gone on much longer that day.
She looks quite healthy now. Doesn't seem to be a thing wrong.
Yes, I know that, but she's been away from everything for 4 months now. Look, Doctor. 6 months ago, we had the snapshot made of her. She was so thin and frail looking.
Oh, it can't be. Why, I hardly recognize her.
But it is Carol, Doctor. It was music I called daylight, and I couldn't make Alan do it my way. I really wanted to give it up completely. But, my dear, come look here. Me and your mother was a terrible scene, getting to leave. Alan told me I would never come back if I did. That's how much his music means to him. But he didn't realize I'd take Carol with me.
But how did you happen to come to David Jones?
I had a few $100 I'd saved and took a train that night. I didn't even know which way it was going. It didn't seem to matter. And the morning came, I saw you inviting me to take me and see cold cheese and doing laundry every day. Somehow I knew this was where I'd get off.
It's a beautiful little place, David Jones.
I love it, Dr. Christine. We've been so happy here, even though this isn't much of a home. But our money's nearly gone now, and I've written Alan to come to Carol. Isn't fair for her to keep her here. I can't take care of her any longer. Alone. I think she's happy enough with me, but she longs for a piano, and now that she's stronger to help to be able to go on.
But will she be willing to leave you?
There's nothing left to do, Doctor. I haven't the strength to work hard enough to take of it. Now that Carol is gone and well.
And you let your health go?
It doesn't matter. I'm not really sick, Doctor. Just a little weary. Sad.
When did you do the husband over here?
I received a letter from him yesterday. He's coming here tomorrow. Well, I can't say to me, he didn't take Carol away from him. I feel terribly mixed up in Sarah. What can I do?
Your words are settled into a very nervous state, I'm afraid, Mrs. Morton. And I believe you should have medical care for a little while. Judy, come here, please.
Yes, Doctor, what is it?
Set a piece for Mrs. Morton, Judy. You must get some rest.
Yes, sir.
But I haven't any money.
Oh, your little girl, Gordon, has already attended to the finances and paid for Mrs. Morton. Nice, you see.
I'm going to miss you terribly. Sometimes I feel as though they just... Even when you can look for me. It doesn't matter what still happens anymore.
Mrs. Morton, you shouldn't cope that way. Perhaps you can go back to tell her.
Please forgive me if I seem a little distraught, Doctor. It's no use in trying to get out. Alice, she said, Mrs. Ray, I just can't think of who died so far as Carol is concerned. And yet, here you are, Doctor.
Thank you, Judy. Well, my dear, I think we should have a little rest for a few days. Here. Thank you. Mrs. Morton and I'd order you to the hospital, except we're pulled up.
Do you have a friend who can watch it, sir? But what will I do about Carol and her father?
I'll look after Carol, Mrs. Morton. I'll come and get her in the morning.
Good. And Mrs. Morton, leave a note and send it to the door for Carol's father, telling him that he can be found at my office.
Thank you so much, Dr. Christian. And you too, Judy. Perhaps someday when Carol is grown up, she'll come back. Maybe I'll be a little too commonplace for the same person.
Don't worry, Mrs. Morton. I know Carol will come back to you someday.
You must go now. In the morning, Judy will come to Carol. Perhaps you better be away from the house before your husband gets here.
Please don't tell Alan here I am. Or Carol either, will you? I'll tell her I'm going away for a while. It's back that way for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Carol, it's a fair you've been peeking through the keyhole.
Doctor. Oh, no.
It's all right, darling. You know how concerned you are over your mother.
It should be all right, Doctor.
Maybe if you turn up the pillow tonight, Carol, it might help a lot.
I feel hard, Doctor.
Oh, of course you will. Now, I want to ask a little favor of you. Go into your mother's room and stay with her until she sleeps. Then, really quietly, type a picture of yourself. That is, lying on the table and bring it to me in the morning, will you?
Oh, Doctor. Little girl shouldn't have cried. She'll be Dr. Christian. That's a good girl. Bye now, Carol.
Goodbye, Carol, and don't say anything to Mommy about the picture, will you?
Picture? Okay, Doctor. Goodbye now. Goodbye, Judy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Poor woman. A lot of thinking until you always get cut through. You should blame so much of the trouble, will you?
Mm.
It's a pity. What sort of a man a husband is here? Carol, what are you doing here? It's already dark and you shouldn't be out. Come into the library.
Mommy was asleep for me and Dixie got the picture.
Well, you didn't have to bring it in now, Carol. I only wanted you to bring it when you came in the morning.
Dr. Christian, is my mommy going away?
There's a patient coming in. You better stay here until I see who it is.
Pardon me. I saw a little girl coming here with a dog. I followed her.
You're Mr. Morton, aren't you?
That's right.
That girl. Your wife told me we were not due until tomorrow.
I couldn't wait until tomorrow. I know Carol's here. Yes, that's the dog that was with her when she came in here. I beg your pardon, but who are you anyway?
Ah, dear folks, keep quiet. It's all right. Lie down there. I'm Dr. Christian, and...
Why is Carol here, and where's Helen? I was walking along the street, and I saw Carol come in here, and so I followed her.
Mr. Morton, will you please sit down for a moment? I can see things are not very clear to you.
Well, for one thing, I can't understand why Helen ran off the way she did.
Perhaps she helped you.
Well, that sounds like... Yes, that's Carol playing. She's in there. Let me see her.
Mr. Morton, let me see this picture first.
Hmm?
Then you may see the little girl in the next scene.
Carol, of course. I took that picture myself.
Ah, but the little girl in there is really 10 pounds heavier and full of life and vitality. This little girl in the picture is rather pretty to live in, don't you think?
Always rather thin.
But she is now, Mr. Morton. She is.
Carol!
Daddy!
Honey! Oh, you do look wonderful. Yeah, let's have a better look after you. Oh, but her face is filled out. No more pigeon legs and toothless arms. Oh, Dr. Christian, I can't believe it, really.
Dr. Christian, they put you forward.
Huh?
You got it?
Well, that's quite a dog.
We found him in his room. I mean, it's you, Daddy. We found Dr. Christian, too.
Two good friends, that's her. Look, Archie, you look wonderful.
Do you realize why she looks that way, Mr. Martin?
Just naturally.
She didn't just naturally grow stronger. Your wife has told you how tall she was in America. Don't you see she was made to overtax her little skunk?
You mean her music? She loves music. That could never...
Perhaps I'd better explain this way. Music and talent are those two wonderful things. Rare and beautiful gifts. But music was never created to destroy and destroy.
Well, what are you talking about?
That's just what music was doing to tell. Then Helen saw it and tried to persuade you to listen to reason. She couldn't make you understand that you were ruining the child's health.
Found how music...
It wasn't reasoning itself. Let her play at it as well as working. Then it went in danger of her health.
She marveled. Yes, that's what Helen always said. I wouldn't listen.
Helen wants Carol to continue with the music. So she realizes it's a future, and only you can give it to her. She has nothing more to offer to Carol. She's grateful to
you. This is all my fault. Suppose I've been an ambitious fool. Music has always been the most important thing in life to me. I almost whipped the poor child to death. She never complained. Tell me how Helen is, don't you, Doctor? I want her back. Carol and I need her. She's missed her more than you can know. I love her, Doctor. And I've got to know how she feels.
Helen still loves you, I'm sure, but if you want to find happiness for all of you, then make her feel important to you. Let her help you in guiding Carol. She's been terribly hurt by your actions, but I'm going to take you to her. I won't make any promise, though. Remember. Well, Mr. Morton, we've almost forgotten the little person in question. Yes, Carol, what is it? You must be very sleepy.
You know what?
What, Carol?
You're calling me, Jimmy. The creature.
I don't doubt it, dear, but now let me take you home. Mr. Morton, you may stay here tonight if you like.
Thank you.
Then in the morning, you can... Helen doesn't expect you until afternoon, does she? Here we are, Helen, Judy and I. Hi. What's the matter?
Dr. Christian, can I work a little while ago? Carol is gone. I've been really stranded. Where do you suppose she went? And Christian, he's gone too. This is not me. You don't need to be afraid if she's gone.
Oh. Helen, dear, what's the matter? Oh, where's Carol?
Didn't she see it, Alan?
No.
She's gone.
Gone? Doctor, we should notify the police.
Can't understand it. Last night I...
Oh, look, I'm Christy, what's wrong?
I believe he wants to follow her.
Helen, we'll find her. We've got to find her. Come on, dear.
You'd better join her. She can't be far off. I only hope nothing has happened to her. Yes, that's the old boy you are, Beth. So are we. I wonder if you really know what you're about.
We want to go up the first step.
Yes.
Dr. Christian, could Carol be...
I still think we should notify the police.
But Alan Christie must know. He was with her constantly.
Look, he's got me at the cliff door. I think I know now. Come, let's go inside. Look, we're going to have the altar room. She's so tiny, little girl.
Can you tell me? I can't tell you. I don't want to hear it.
Helen, Alan and I had a good talk last night. He understands now about Carol. He realizes he's made a great mistake. He loves you, Helen.
Oh, really?
Yes, Doctor.
Can you imagine it? Now I'm trying to taste it again.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jimmy.
Come on in. I think we thought Kevin had come to the Martin family. Mm-hmm. The doctor... Oh, there he is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Christian.
Doctor, you'll never guess how happy we are.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad to hear it.
Mommy, this would be the day ahead. I want to stay in your room.
Good for you, Carol. It's a pretty nice town, isn't it?
Indeed it is. But Alan's work makes it necessary for us to go back to the city.
Oh, but first, Helen, I think we should take a few days vacation for us. Oh, second honeymoon. Then why not be proud of us? Did you get that?
Oh, boy, thank you, Dr. Christian. Mommy, say yes.
You're still not in a position.
Oh, of course not.
We'll have fun, won't we, Carol?
Oh, yes, Judy. But I do hope Dr. Christian will get his piano tune.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you have, Carol. Now that your whole world is in harmony, you'll surely have to tune the piano.
Curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize show with our star, Gene Hillsworth, waiting to greet you. It isn't at all strange that people find dry scalp so annoying. As if stubborn hair weren't enough, dry scalp usually means itchy tightness and loose dandruff as well. If any of these nuisances bother you, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. It's the double check men and women use everywhere against dry scalp. It not only supplements the natural scalp oils, but unlike most preparations, contains no drying ingredients. So every morning, comb just 5 drops of Vaseline hair tonic through your hair or rub them directly on your scalp. This daily care overcomes dryness, keeps hair neat. Then before every shampoo, massage the scalp vigorously with plenty of Vaseline hair tonic, an extra herb that loosens dandruff scales and stops itchy tightness. Remember, friends, for hair that looks good and a scalp that feels good, use Vaseline Hair Tonic regularly. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Tisgrove Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. Now here is Gene Hillsworth.
Thank you very much. The price pay you just heard is another first case. The author, Mrs. Emma M. Erkler, is the mother of 3 fine sons, one of them already overseas in the service. And she's being helped by working as a stenographer at the California Shipbuilding Corporation. Now, I want to speak to you a little of the meaning of tomorrow, our country's Thanksgiving Day. Perhaps on this surface, it will seem difficult for many of us to be truly thankful. But let us remember that we look up into the sky to see what kind of a day it will be, instead of looking forward at that. That we go into our grocery stores to see what we will have to eat, instead of whether there will be anything to eat. That we look at our home and see all the walls standing, presented and broken. And then let us add our prayer, deep thanksgiving, to Almighty God, and to our own saints and brothers, who are fighting to keep us safe. And next week, we turn to the saint of Christ's day called Helios Service, by Beatrice Lewis of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we invite you all to listen to the Vaseline program again next Wednesday evening, same time, and same station. And from then on, say good night.
Want a tip for chap lips? Try Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost immediately. Only 25 cents at any drugstore. Vaseline Lip Ice. Rob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.